Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
And Kiki.
Hey, Kiki. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
She walked in. I was like, hey, you're happy. Because yesterday you pissed her off.
I do every day. It's just a common, I don't know.
And now I'm pissed off again.
Yeah, right. It took her 2 minutes.
I need to stop coming in here in the morning. I'm trying to be sweet and happy and say hi to you guys.
What did I do
and
wrong?
And then you just act like yourselves.
You don't listen, Brock.
You don't freaking listen.
I get the same thing, though.
Almost three
times a week, at least.
What didn't I listen on? I was listening. I heard everything you said.
You were poking me.
I was playing with her boob.
In front of Hunter I'm trying to have a conversation with
Hunter,
you.
Can you blame
You're
me?
You're like a child.
I don't know.
You're like a freaking child, man.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
I got
to
have a cup of coffee before I come in here from here on
turn
out.
Turn around in your chair.
I just kind of looked to my right, cut out Katie's right there. I'm like, how you doing?
It's not my fault. That's what you get for dressing that way.
I'm wearing a sweater.
Yeah, it's kind of a slutty sweater. And you got your glasses on. You got that kind of sexy librarian look going right now.
Hair back in a
ponytail.
I don't try to. I mean.
Got a lipstick on. Who are you trying to impress, huh?
Can I agree? Is that weird if I agree?
No, I put lipstick on when I'm
not dressed up. It helps me look like I tried a little bit in some areas.
What I learned a long time ago, Hunter, is that if I were to get mad at every guy that hit on a Kiki or said she's hot.
You would be a tool.
I would be a tool.
You'd be a douchebag.
And I would just be constantly mad. She gets hit on all the time. All
right. Let's put this out to the listeners, too, because, you know, that is a huge point, man. Mm-hmm. I've learned that a long time ago with my girlfriend. She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, she's a hottie.
You know, you should be proud of that.
Exactly.
You know, if a guy wants to buy her a drink at the bar.
Let her, but that's more money I save.
Exactly.
Well, I'm all for
it. But that changed when we got married.
Yeah.
That all changed because you used to not be that way. When we were dating.
Well, yeah, because I hadn't cleaned my steak
yet. But now that we share the same bank account, he's like, go.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're mine. You have to come home to me.
Exactly.
Now, what if it's like a really good-looking dude?
I don't worry about it. No.
Right, me neither.
I don't worry about it.
Because again, some other guy gets her engine revved up. That's just easier for me at the end of the night, all right? less work for me, man. That's right.
I mean, that's one way to think about it.
If you don't think I'm not thinking about that hottie in the short skirt at the bar, then I mean... I'm kidding. I love you.
There's no hottie in a short skirt at the bar.
That's true.
Most
of the bars I go to, it's pretty rough.
No, she looks hot, you know, like 3 hours into the bar.
That's right. She's a 2 at 10 and a 10 at 2.
That short skirt was really a kilt.